What is up, guys?
What up, what up?
Follow us on Twitter, HurtWords Podcast, at HurtWords3. Subscribe to us on YouTube to watch us right now if you're listening. This episode will be posted tomorrow in the AM. So good morning, you fuckers.
Goddamn morning. Shit, check us out on fucking Instagram, HurtWords3. Email us, HurtWords with a Z@gmail.com. Fucking drop us a line, fuck with us, let us know your thoughts, because there's a lot of shit going on today in this world. So definitely a lot of shit. So, hey, conversate. Let us know what's up.
Yeah, for us, I don't really have anything that I really want to get into per se, because there's actually just a lot for me. I feel like everything I say is for a point, for a reason. But anyways, I will say this. One of the top pedophiles was caught. Well, not caught, but sentenced to life. I mean, he was sentenced giving up a grin. So basically, he's kind of smiling at his life sentence. Which he should have got the death penalty. This guy is sick. This guy is absolutely terrible. One of the physical manifestations of evil. And apparently he has ties to a lot of the high-ranking officials and almost elite type. They're basically elite. Because what he was doing was really gross, really horrible, and he was profiting off of it. So, he was also helping run trafficking rings. That's what they're saying. He'd help trap the kids, buy them gifts, give them money to the kids like that are poor and struggling. But I'm just going to go ahead and say it because it's real. And if you're too sensitive to this, I'm sorry, but it's real. It happens. This guy would film a 1-year-old babies getting raped, torture videos of kids, waterboarded one girl, set her on fire, did other bunch of stuff to her, filmed it, and would sell the videos to sick individuals, anywhere from 10 to 20, the people who run the world, basically, and he'd get a little bit more money if he'd actually filmed himself killing the kids, which he actually did.
And they caught him?
Yeah. It's confirmed. This is all confirmed. This is all real. I'm not pushing you. I'm not spreading rumors or anything. You can look at it. You can look it up for yourself. I don't know his name, but let me find out his name for you right now. Because this is all real. And he has strong ties to the elite. And I was telling Lauren that I wouldn't be surprised if he turns up dead. He could. I mean, if the right people got to him, and if people could get to Trump and be like, "Hey, look at this guy, like, he might have somebody who could help you take down the globalists," he'd be out, bro. He'd be erased.
He's guaranteed protection. Think anybody would snitch if they got him. No, they got caught up. That's part of my opinion. It's definitely one of the motherfuckers.
Yeah,
there's motherfuckers out there. Go ahead and pack your robes.
Peter Scully.
Peter fucking Scully.
Peter Scully, that piece of shit. If he was in America, because I don't even know if he's in America right now. I think it's in the Philippines. He'd be definitely getting did in. If he didn't, it's because they were protecting him.
It's fucking crazy in this world. Like, people are gonna.
I'm telling you, bro, that's why they fucking hate Trump. Because that's why they hate Trump. That's why they want to get rid of Trump. Because, man, if he keeps going with this pedophile thing, over with, bro. It's over with. It's done. It's the same reason why they can't find anything, any Russian collusion. It's because they're not going to find anything. the same reason why Roger Stone and Alex Jones have come out saying that there's like people, like just now it's just like weird people coming up to them, just they're just trying to get them to talk with anybody that has connections to Russia so they can say Russian collusion, Russian collusion. It's like, damn, it's crazy. This underground war shit is real. It all ties into each other.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to ever find anything because Trump runs his emails out of a private server. Like everything under the Trump administration is run under that.
No private server is private, though.
Well, when you have that much like fucking money and that much power, there's a certain level of like.
There's no way. There's no way for that. They want to find dirt on Trump. They've had the DNC has had hackers hack into shit. The Amon brothers, they were DNC hackers. That's all they would do is hack accounts. That's what they did. They were the ones that did some of the hackings. No private server. As soon as they would find something, even if they found it illegally, it'd be breaking news. Mainstream media, like headlines everywhere. The nail in the coffin. Russian collusion. Trump to be impeached. Because that's what they want. But they really can't find anything.
That was a cat and mouse game. Trump has his fucking shit covered. Like, for every hacker they pay to find something, he's probably paying a lot more for someone to not. It's a game. It's a war game. And I'm like, fucking.
Well, I hope Trump wins this war.
I think it's one of those things like, that fucking scares me because it's like, with Trump's, like, win, like, inevitably, we're going to see some like devastation in the next couple of years, and I think it's gonna be a constant like battle between people saying who did and who didn't do it. It's like again, like that video, like Trump directly trying to say like it's this person and it doesn't matter. Like everybody fucking like I feel like it's always gonna be like Democrats saying this is how this is to like the Democrats and Republicans saying this is how this is.
And I wanna get you into politics hardcore too. When you break down the people and the individuals who they're tied to, that's when it starts getting like really scary. I mean, the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, the Democratic Party is infiltrated. And I'm not saying that the Republican Party is not, but the Republican Party is infiltrated as well. You call those people rhinos, fake Republicans, right? Like George Bush, fake Republican, Jeb Bush, fake Republican. They don't care because it doesn't matter what fucking party it is, you're just going to get the puppet in there to go with the narrative, right? Mm-hmm. Pass around the laws for them that the bankers and the families benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. When I say Democrats, I call them Democrats because that's what they are. That's what they self-identify as. On TV, when they do interviews, it says whatever the fuck, and on the side it has D, Democrat. It says where they're from, their name. That's what they really identify themselves as. So when I say Democrats, I'm really just calling them Democrats because that's what they are, Democrats. But the Democrats, a lot of Democrats, when I say all Democrats, it's probably a handful of good ones out there. They're just sending this country out, man. It's like a Ponzi scheme. It's like they've all gotten people coming together and said, hey, look, so we're doing this, what are we doing? Like Reverend Jesse Jackson, like why would you want the black community to be still kind of like, you know, why would you not want to do anything for the black community? Just keep the black community where it is. It's all because he doesn't want to give up his spot at the top. Because as long as he does what he has to do in playing a role as an influential figure, and basically can manipulate the black community's mindset, then, you know, he can have a big house, he can have cars, he can have money, he can have all that shit. So he's basically selling his own people out.
Because they influence people with the mindset of, as long as you're prosperous, or as long as somebody's not prosperous, you'll be prosperous. Like, it teaches people not to believe in that we can all be on the same level and live a prosperous life and fucking get like people that like in like fucking rhinos or fucking people that like fucking specific name for fucking people that do it in every tribe. And that's what makes like tribalism so dangerous, that it becomes like a cult. Like, that you have to feel so black that you can't fuck with. Like, you just have, like there's people that just have a real distrust and distaste for white people because of the neighborhood that these leaders push. And, like, Jesse Jackson has helped pushing that shit. Like, anybody that, like, he knows that there's more to it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a simple thing. Like, I know the people that are...
Jackson got paid out by NASCAR just because he went in there. It was like, there's no black race car driver. It was just like, yeah, but there's no black race car driver because no black race car driver wanted to drive for NASCAR, not because we're racist. But anyways, NASCAR paid Jesse Jackson.
That's black. That's fucking black. That's the shit that fucks with me. It's like, just because there isn't any black people, we should be adequately fucking looking for a diversity. Only white people were really interested in fucking hockey or something. So fucking what? If you're like that one black person that's like, I like hockey, but I never see no brothers, be that fucking brother. Like, don't look for it. Be that fucking person. Like, go and try and fucking be. Don't let Jesse, let some figurehead say, oh, this is how it is. And then you're like, okay.
Yep.
How do you fucking know? How do you fucking know? Like, how many stories are there out there where there's just this group of black people, even just one person, fucking one black person that says, you know what? I tried out for NASCAR and I didn't get it. And like, really show like,
bro, you killed know if, it. If I'm gonna interrupt you, but you have a valid point, because right now it's a minority period, but specifically if a black individual went and was like, all right, I want to do this NASCAR thing, he would get picked up so fast, she would get picked up so fast.
Like,
they would want you. You'd have mad money with sponsors because you were the first. Even if you sucked, bro, they would train the shit out of you. They wouldn't tell you no because they don't want to look racist. Straight up, they'd be like,
all right. Now, and like with that, to add on to that, fucking, I say it all the time, racism, this is a bit like first time I articulated it like this, racism is for the fucking poor. Like, you don't meet fucking rich, multimillionaire fucking racists like that. Like, people that fucking own a NASCAR team, not only that, would they be like, you know what? It's fucking black. We don't have a lot of black people on this team. It'd be like, fuck, this is a way to get a whole nother market.
Yeah, a whole nother demographic.
A whole nother, that's money. No, even if it fucking fails, like, you're still guaranteed to make a lot of money. You make a decent, pretty penny.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like turning away.
All those sponsors, they would be like, oh, that's bad. People are paying attention to that. People are watching his career because it's starting out, or her career because it's starting out. Put my fucking name on your car.
Hell yeah.
I'll pay you this much to put my name on your car, please. Because it's just, eyes on that entire card and on that card in different spots.
Mm-hmm. Like,
boom.
That's the shit you gotta think about when people say, like, when you listen to people that are fucking, especially in the black community, I just say this for all my black listeners, like, fucking. I hate using the term, like, I guess, victimizing ourselves, because, like, it's been, like, pushed in a negative light so far, but don't feel like we're fucking, we gotta stand for the stereotypes. Like, yeah, people fucking laugh at what they don't understand, but don't think it's, like, a thing of, like, oh, shit, that guy's fucking racist, or fucking,
I tell you what,
I can't get anywhere, because, like, I don't want my peers to look at me in a certain way, or you're not black enough, or whatever fuck the situation is. Just be your fucking self. Like, at the beginning and end of it, you're a person. Like, fucking.
I think it's awkward when white people, like, I love everybody, no matter the skin color, but you can see the social engineering with white people, some white people, because some white people, you can tell it's not genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, everything, you know, like holding the door open, if you're a waiter, them tipping you, the way they talk to you, like, just the way they talk to you sometimes, in fact, it's almost like they feel bad for you because you're a minority, but at the same time, they don't understand that. Well, for me, I get offended by it because it's like, don't feel bad for me because I'm a minority. Don't feel bad for me because if you're feeling bad for me, you're playing into the trap, the whole systematic thing of white guilt.
Mm-hmm. What is it? Don't sympathize, empathize.
Yeah, exactly. Like don't feel sorry for me. Like, that's rude, first of all, because you're kind of like, oh, because he's brown, or oh, because he's black.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no.
It's putting unnecessary limitations on the
yeah.
world. Like, it just puts more chains on shit that you're already chained down. You
know? It's like, oh, sorry, you're not white.
Mm-hmm. So I can't do this.
Like, yeah, so exactly.
Fucking what? So fucking what? Like, don't.
But that's what they want. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they want. That, those are the feelings they want to conjure up.
Mm-hmm. They want you to stop thinking freely like that. Like, they want to put it. That's what it's like, man. It all goes back to the biggest fucking thing that I advise everybody to fucking look after is fucking tribalism. Like, that shit can make you fucking feel so fucking, I don't know. It's like embarrassing when you fucking look back. Like, I've played that fucking thing. Like, I've been super, like, I love my people and I love everything that fucking, I love our culture too. A long fucking extent, I guess that's what I'm gonna say. But fucking, there's shit about the black community that's gotta change. There's mindsets that have to change. There's like minds that need to be open and like understanding the fucking, we need to start fucking, what's the word for it? Just fucking do that shit yourself. And, you know, that doesn't fucking, just fucking, I guess.
Wake the fuck up.
Wake up, yeah.
Wake the fuck up.
I heard this fucking quote that American, like white America, colonized America, whatever, what it did to this country, fucking. They feel like they stuck a knife in our back. And then they feel like, what was the quote? Put a knife in our back and don't even say sorry. Or say sorry, but don't pull the knife out of the back. Some shit like that. Basically, like, you never pulled it out, so we're still hurting. Just because you say sorry that you did it, doesn't like it's not still fucking death. So, with that mindset, don't wait for them to fucking pull the knife out of your back. Just take that shit out, clean it up yourself, and get back in the game. Fucking fight harder. If you really feel, if you really understand how oppressed we are, and not just black people, you understand, oh shit, it's not just fucking black people. Like,
it's really
we are all fucking oppressed right now. Like, white, black, Asian. Everybody has a fucking role. Everybody has a specific
duty. Or you target it a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Target a certain way.
It's putting tribe. It's like injecting shared tribalism into you. It's making you go into these circles and fucking never come out again. Like, you get so involved in that circle and expect shit to be that way amongst others. I'm sorry, man. You realize that it's just everybody doing the same thing, but they don't know why they're doing it. That's why you gotta wake up. You gotta fucking wake up. Pay attention to the shit that's happening in the world.
For us, you're gonna get fucking left behind. It's sad.
Yeah, because that's what I think about, like, when we talk about fucking depopulation control or population control or whatever it's called, but basically taking a bunch of people out, they're talking about the fucking pawns. Like, I still see myself a pawn in the game, but like, they're taking out all that excess fat of people that are just sitting around, stuck in a loop, fucking sheer, like, plugged in. Like, they're gonna fucking unplug them. And that's gonna be it. And it's like, if you don't pay attention to the shit that's happening around you, it's gonna be fucking crazy.
Speaking of depopulation, I wanna mention that new bird flu strain from China. When I told Tim, it was 3 mutations of being able to be transmitted from animal to human, you know. Mm-hmm. Now it's mutated. And it's pretty much live. When last time I checked, there were 1,600 cases and 623 people had died. So it kills 40% of the hosts. This is for humans. And what's crazy is I heard some people talking about a disease coming out. That's pretty much going to be the start. And it's scary because they're talking about this particular strain of influenza. I believe it's the H7N9. And it's pretty resistant. You know, it's pretty resilient. Just to, and lethal. Can actually kill you. So
that's
something that mainstream media is not talking about. And we don't understand why. Because when the Ebola outbreak happened, now, Ebola's not new. This is new. You treated Ebola like it was a brand new thing, you know? But
they got shit like that coming out. The motherfuckers is worried about. And granted, keep your eye on fucking immigrant shit, but motherfuckers are fighting about the immigrant shit and whose fault it is.
Yeah, because you're distracted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, watch out for that shit, man. Yeah, that, like, look at both stories and look at how many times it's being told. And where it's coming from. Because a lot of times, it's different fucking views, like 100%. Like, I can see two streams.
Like, you have to pay attention to foreign news, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because foreign news will also tell you what's like happening with the United States, but from their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just have to pay attention to everything, man. Everything. You have to watch everything, you have to read everything.
Look into other people. When you see headlines, look in the fucking comments. Like, and be able to go into these comments and not, like, fucking start getting wild on people. Fucking understand these comments, like, where, so you see, like, okay, this person's actually in that city. Like, we have that technology. If something's happening in fucking France, we can look at, like, French people's shit and see what the fuck they're talking about. And most of the time, it's like, even here in our own country, look at people from Santa Fe, New Mexico, or from fucking Sandy Hook, shit like that. Like, see what, don't just listen to the 6 o'clock news, or fucking CNN, or these fucking mainstream, even fucking down to fucking independent streams. Look at all the people, look at all the fucking pieces, put them together yourselves. Yeah. Shit's fucking crazy. I'm hurt, man.
It really is.
Like, so we gotta watch out. You watch that shit, and then you start seeing shit on the other side. Or like, fuck, man, you pay attention to that, and you look behind you, and you see, you know, folks trying to sneak viruses in. Like, oh shit. So now you gotta have a full 360 view of the world.
Yeah. Sorry guys, I'm trying to bring this pen back to life. This is pen is trash.
Damn, you know, we never fucking finished Gears.
Yeah. But I don't have Game Pass anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even have Live right now.
My mouth's not hurting.
But I do want to get Anthem.
Oh yeah, I've been watching it for
a while. Yeah, I'm gonna try something different. And Battlefield 5. So the only two games I know I'm gonna buy.
I got the hack in it for PlayStation 2. Before Kingdom Hearts 3, something something for that too. Like Kingdom Hearts 3, they've been pushing that shit back fucking years.
Yeah.
Years, bro. I think Kingdom Hearts 2 came out 2004, 2005, 2006.
Also, tomorrow our sound cards come in. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm talking about something that is related to something that I've been talking about for a really, really long time, probably the past month. But Wednesday, our mics come in. So we got new mics coming in. So quality will be a lot better. You'll be able to hear us and actually hear our voices. Crisp.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
So, pretty excited about that. Next, we'll do lighting and a camera. And a banner. A background.
And we should just put some artwork up here.
Should.
Put like maybe a little. Shit. Something. I don't know. Yeah, but.
We could put a shelf. We put a shelf because we could put the rocket right there in the corner. Mm-hmm. Put a shelf right here and right there. But we'll put something in the back too. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. We got options, niggas. I'm hurt. I ain't happy. Oh, December 22nd, 2005, that's what they say, Kingdom Hearts 2.
Oh, okay. It's
fucking 13 years since that bitch came out. And that's a long-ass time for us. Right now, they've been putting fucking little filler shit that way you put the world of Kingdom Hearts together and the timeline. 13 years is a long time for a sequel to it.
Yeah, 13 years is really long time. Usually it's like 5 the most.
Yeah, so it's okay.
As long as it one eventually came out, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Cause they've been talking about it like years, but like some studios dropped it or whatever, or like Project Crew stopped working on it. Something that always fucking happened where they had to stop working on it. So,
man, I'm pretty hurt, bro.
Hell yeah.
Let me take a sip of my tea real quick. Pretty hurt, man. Pretty hurt, guys.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully everybody's getting hurt. When you're hurt, you're listening. And if you already heard it, it's getting more.
So,
I'm actually pretty excited because I don't know. I believe we might be going to eating, so it's good. Earlier, I had been here, and I had a little session by myself. I came out by myself. I don't know if you saw me or not, but I came on the internet, smoked real quick, and then I wanted to go get some freaking Jack in the Box tacos. I said, man, fuck that, I'm gonna go get tacos.
Nah, I didn't even know you did all that.
Hey.
Wait, go.
Can
think I got my sandwich, man. I would work on that sandwich.
Hell yeah, chips.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely hurting, so I'm gonna be able to get munchies.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened? Did you just like go in and y'all go to like any properties or anything?
Nah, we just stayed there at the shop. Well, like we got there, but when I got there, it was raining. Like, it was raining, so.
Damn.
And we got everything ready, we mixed everything. I parked the trucks out to the front. And actually, no, it's not even how I went. I'm sorry. we filled the trucks. Because ultimately, our boss was like, nah, just go ahead and go out. But during the process of filling up our product and stuff, it started raining more. And we're just like, yeah, now it's raining. Like now it's just raining. Like now it's really raining. So we can't, you can't use the product that when it's wet because it won't stick to the foliage and stuff. So it's basically like
useless.
Yeah, and you just waste the product. So we're like, all right, let's go to the front, see what they say. We got to the front and we just caught some customers, see if they still wanted us to go before it took off, and everybody was like, nah. And then the boss got there, he was like, all right, like we'll call it. And then he just sent me in another guy to go fix, I think, one nozzle to something. That's it.
Okay. Night day.
Tomorrow's supposed to be thunder, so for thunderstorms. Don't work tomorrow either, it sucks.
That's why I'm gonna have a side hustle. Maybe. You're getting more income.
That's why I'm doing the real estate school, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
I gotta do it.
I should look up some art skills and stuff. Instead of trying to play computer.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what else to talk about, bro.
Yeah, you're good. I can go for a little bit more. I'm just coasting.
Yeah,
I feel pretty good though. Really good.
Yeah.
Shit. Yesterday, I was pretty hurt. I was like, God damn, I'm hurt. And I went back. I went to the room and crashed out. Yeah. Crashed out.
Hell yeah. I stayed up for a little while.
That's so good.
Stayed up. Let the little mom sit. Chilled out.
Man, so frustrated with today. It's like I went to sleep early. You know.
You ready to go to work.
Yeah, it. And then it's like you wake up early and it's like, damn. I gotta be asleep.
Yeah. Long days, man. Motherfucking days.
Hell yeah. But you good or what? You hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. We'll just do a reception with this one. It's all good. But that's going to be it for today, guys. Follow us on Twitter. Mention us. Retweet. At HurtWords3. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Like and share.
Fucking catch us on fucking Instagram at HurtWords3. Fucking check us out or just drop us a line on fucking email HurtWords@gmail.com. Fuck with us, let us know what's up. Let us know, let y'all know we fucking here. Chop it up a little bit. Link kind of pretty sick and then fucking here.
Alright. Alright, guys, remember you're never alone. Never alone. Don't let stress get to you. Don't let anxiety get away. Don't let the fear consume you. You are never alone. Keep that head up.
Keep them up.
Take a toke. You know, eat an edible. Do whatever. Go running. Do your hobby. Relieve yourself of that stress. You'll feel better. But that's it for today, guys. Hurt Nation. Hurt Words. Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.